This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Saturday, Sunday,
Warren Geo Coney live from the Old Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. That's right, a feel-good football Friday and a Black Friday, which I know Boomer's going to be out and about after the show, going to the Americana Manhasset, buying all the deals and making sure to clean up on a Black Friday today, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we also have our Boomer Esiason Foundation holiday party shopping spree starting right now.
Mm.
So a lot of great auction items up there from today, the 25th, through the 29th. And if you want to play golf with me at Wingfoot, you want to play golf with me at, say, Atlantic, you want to play golf a couple other places, you know, got a couple of those nice auction items up there.
Wow.
Yeah, so maybe you may want to buy one.
I might. Didn't Craig buy one of those?
Did he really?
Don't I thought you told me that. No, like years ago. Or no? I don't know. I thought you told me that story. I could be way off on that.
Okay.
But so where do I go? Esiason.org?
I'm assuming it's on our webpage somewhere. You got to find it. I don't know how easy it is. Maybe in our events section, I think.
Okay.
Let's see what it looks like. Let's see. Sometimes these things
don't have to find.
There it is.
Here we go.
It's in the events section.
Right.
The BEF holiday auction. There you go.
All right. And then there's a link in there.
Yes.
And I'm on that now.
And there you go.
Browse items. Let's see.
I mean, it's not as easy as it should be. I'll have to get on my staff for this.
It's a little bit confusing.
What the hell are they doing? Browse items. There you go.
It's a little confusing.
There's free let's do all items. There you go.
All right, I'm looking at the all items. Here we go. Yep. Wow, 2023 U.S. Open. Out at Los Angeles Country Club. That's a great one.
Yep.
Attend the 2023 CMAs.
There you go.
Man, oh, man.
Got a lot of stuff up there. A lot of good stuff up there.
Golf outing at Wingfoot.
Yep.
Golf for six at Sabonic with Boomer. Man. All right.
So I got a lot of good friends. That's all I can tell you. A lot of people donating a lot of nice items for us.
You also have a Sidney Crosby jersey up there. Wow. I'm surprised you allowed that to happen.
Really?
I'm surprised you allowed that.
I think so. I think I had that in the freezer, so.
You can bid on it now if you'd like.
Yes.
On Esiason.org. All right, let's get to these football calls and some other stuff with Tommy and Maya Pack. What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Good morning.
You know, Boomer, I got a question for you. I remember you telling a story that when you were with the Bengals, that I guess you got knocked out for a few plays and your backup came in and I guess the kid had a high pitched voice.
Yes.
And Howie Long said, "Whose paperboy is this out here?"
Yes.
If I'm paraphrasing or something like that. Well, I mean, is this what, you know, Zach Wilson is hearing when he comes up to the line, you know, with all his, you know, nonsense, the immaturity, he looks like he's 14. Like, what or no?
I wouldn't doubt something like that's going on.
Also a big story in the offseason regarding him.
Yes, there's a big story in the offseason. Yeah, right. I wouldn't doubt there's some of that stuff going on out there. Man, any edge you can get, man. Any edge you can get. I remember one time we were playing the Buffalo Bills, and I was screaming at Bruce Smith. I was screaming at him. We're down on the goal line, and I'm yelling at him, "We're running right at your ass. Here we come." You know, blah, 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 blah.
Don't seem smart.
Well, I had Anthony Munoz on the team.
Sure.
So then it was smart. But then later on in life, you know, I saw Bruce Smith again, but this time I didn't have Anthony Munoz. I had Everett MacGyver.
It didn't work out
so well. But what the point being is that when you're in the heat of the game, the intensity, all that stuff that's going on, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff, a lot of that trash talking.
You know,
the league has really tried to legislate it out with penalties and stuff.
Well, it all stemmed from the COVID year where there were no fans and the refs and the owners and everybody heard every word that was being said. And they were like, whoa.
There's a lot of guys that have issues with each other. Let's put it that way.
Oh, of course.
For a lot of different reasons.
Do we know where Everett MacGyver is these days?
I don't know. No.
I wonder if he knows that his name is sullied on the show at least twice a month.
No, it's not. But he knows. But he's also the guy that... did Michael Irvin try to cut him or did he try to cut Michael Irvin?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, my God.
That's when I saw him. The next time I saw him, I told you, it was in Mexico City.
That's right.
I was doing the game for ABC, and they were down there. I think they were playing the Cardinals, and that was the week that he and Michael Irvin got into it over a barbershop seat, and somebody cut somebody. I forgot who it was.
I'm going to have to look that one up. Make sure we got the facts straight.
It wasn't his fault that he wasn't ready to play tackle.
Right.
And some genius decided to put him on there, on the field, in Buffalo, with the maniac Bills fans.
They put a hit out on you, is what happened.
You can't even hear there.
Yeah, they put a hit out on you.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
All right, let's go to Dan, who's in Howard Beach. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me on. I just want to express my gratitude as a healthcare worker during the pandemic to you guys, especially just giving me some point of, you know, reality, just a step away from reality. So I just want to say thank you on that before I get to my Jets point.
Well, thank you.
Welcome, Dan. We're all about getting people away from reality.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
You're doing more important work than us, so thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I have a point and a quick question for Boomer. The first one is with Zach. Maybe it is a little bit more serious than what we're actually looking into. What if it is maybe he has the yips, something that Chuck Knoblauch and Rick and Keel had? I mean, it kind of explains why he can't connect on these gimme throws and he's not in there. Could there be like a mental block in there? And it makes perfect sense why he's not even active, you know? And, you know, it just gives me that kind of thought process and that whole reset. And my question to Boomer is this, like, is there any way to hire a quarterback that was legit, like a Kurt Warner, yourself, Chad Pennington, someone that can come in into the Jets facility and show Zach the ropes the right way? I mean, I don't want to knock the current guy, Calabrese, but it's something where he can find out and learn, jot down what the footwork is, as opposed to someone that really hasn't been at that level. Guys, thank you so much for the airtime. Have a great one, guys.
Okay, you too, Dan. See you.
You know, I listen, they have Joe Flacco there. He's a guy that can help, and I'm sure he does help in certain ways. You just don't see it as much as maybe we'd like to see it during the game. But, you know, this whole thing is a reset, let me tell you. And I think Rob Saleh said it right. It's a 100% reset. And he's got to get his game right. He's got to work on his fundamentals. He's got to, you know, he's probably had a lot of, like, pressure on him. They see him every day. You know, it's not like, you know, not every game he's got the yips either, by the way, because in the Buffalo game, he was fine. Mm-hmm. Now, in the Denver game, he got crazy. He was running around all over the place, if you remember that game. And that was a game where I was just saying, you can't play like this. You know, you're not Barry Sanders. You know, you're not Fran Tarkenton. You're not Brett Favre. You're not Patrick Mahomes just yet. Now, you got to learn, you know, to play the position the right way. But, yeah, the yips are a thing. There's no question about it. And missing a couple of those easy throws last week and Rob Saleh looking at the tape and watching where those balls were going when guys are running wide open, I'm sure is one of the reasons why he sat down, Zach, and said, look, man, you got to get your act together. You got to just get away from it for a little bit. In other words, the pressure of it. And we got to re-engage you with the fundamentals of the position again.
Yeah, and I think when Rob Saleh said Zach's career here is not over, he didn't mean it. But it all sort of depends on a couple of things. One, how Mike White plays the rest of the year, if he plays the rest of the year.
Because you're acting like Mike White's coming in here like Johnny U.
Well, hold on a second. The fact of the matter is that he could come in and play well. He could come in and play. You're telling me there's no chance Mike White plays well?
What is well?
like he did when he wasn't hurt. Like he, like the Bengal game and the end of the Patriot game and the Colts game.
For they're not. So you think
he plays like that?
Okay. Good luck. I hope he does. For his sake. I hope he does. For the Jet and the Jet fan's sake, I hope he does. But you know, there's a reason why a guy like him. This is like he's getting another shot only because the guy in front of him has been so bad. If Zach Wilson were playing reasonably decent and they were winning because of Zach as opposed to in spite of Zach, we would never see Mike White.
Right, but he's also getting an opportunity over Joe Flacco at this point, too, in the critical point in this season. So they obviously see something out of him.
And well, they see something out of him in practice, just like they see something out of Zach in practice. And when the game starts, let's see what happens. You know, I hope it works out well, but, you know, this is not... You know, they're trying to save the season and they're trying to take all the pressure off of their second round overall draft pick.
No, I do think he'll play relatively well. I'm not saying that the guy's going to, you know, take them to the Super Bowl, although that'd be an amazing story. I'm not saying that. But my point is when we're going to see Zach next on the field, you know, how Mike White plays is a big factor in
it. It would be like if he plays like Taylor Heinicke and the team was winning because of Taylor Heinicke and the energy and throwing the ball down the field and all that stuff, yeah, then Zach Wilson's not going to see the field.
Right, but if you think that maybe he could come in and be awful and then Zach Wilson's back in 2 weeks. So
he could be. I mean, there's no way. I'm not going to sit here and say with 7 games left to go in the season that Zach Wilson is done here. It's not. He'll be here next year. I'm not saying he'll be the starter, but he's still going to be here.
Yeah. He absolutely will still be here, but I just don't.
Unless it gets so bad where his agent and he all, you know, demand a trade. I need a new place to go. I got to get out of here. You know, that also could happen, too.
Yeah, well, here's another question. All right, let's say, because Zach, we know, this week is deactivated, and Joe Flacco was the backup. Mike White is the starter. So let's say Mike White doesn't play well in this game. He plays next week up in Minnesota, doesn't play well there, and he's throwing interceptions all over the place. And they feel like they have to make a change because Mike White is not getting the job done. Do they go to Flacco? Do they go back to Zach? I mean... That's another question. I mean, it sort of depends on where I think what they're seeing at it, Zach, which is frustrating. It's going to be hard to determine because all we hear about him is how great he is in practice, and then in the games he's awful.
So what did what was Mike Tannenbaum famous for?
Saying the process?
Yeah, so the process has to play itself out.
Certainly.
I mean, in everything, this is a fluid situation we have here. And that the notion that I hope Mike White goes out there and completes like a game last night, like either Mac Jones had or your guy, your Kirk handsome Cousins, guy, yeah. Kirk Cousins had. I hope he has a game like that. That'd be great. That would be great for the Jets, and most likely that means they're winning the game. But I just don't expect that.
But I'm surprised. Like I'm surprised you don't love a story like Mike White.
I expect it to be better.
Yeah. I mean, if the Jets take, the Jets have, last year when Mike White played, they had no shot at anything. This year he could come in and actually take them to the playoffs.
You know what, just put Strevler out there and let him go. I mean, that's going to be the next thing.
Stop. Let's go to Tom, who's in Rockland County. What's going on, Tom?
Oh my goodness, good morning guys, how you doing?
All right, good. Tommy, what's happening, brother?
All right, so I was at the Devils game against Toronto that night. My son is a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. I was an Islanders fan a long, long time ago, but I kind of gave up on hockey, but now I'm getting into it a little bit. So I took him to the game on Wednesday night. It was really strange. I mean, the place was rocking. It was a close game, 2-1 game. Those 3 goals, though, were all properly waved off based on what I saw on the big Jumbotron. And so it was weird because I was trying to find what the record was, but I don't even know what the record for the most waved off goals in the game is.
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet. I'm going to go back and look at them after the show today. I did not see them. So I've always heard of maybe 1 waved off goal, but 3 at 1 game.
Yeah, it's crazy. Whatever the record is, definitely against the Maple Leafs, though. Probably up in Toronto. I can guarantee you that.
Probably.
The whole thing's rigged. Let's go to Frisco and Flemington. What's going on, Frisco?
Hey, what do you say, boys? Happy Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what, it's awesome that you guys are on here Friday, Black Friday. It's awesome.
All right, thank you, Frisco. What's happening, brother?
Hey, fellas, look, I might be, in the minority, but I'm like you know, after I rolled out to the car last night, get in, we, you know, we get the radio going, right, watching football all day, and the Giants, it goes to fourth and one. And I know it's hindsight, but in my head, and I know it's not the, right, it's not the new way of, right, you know, whatever, being aggressive, you got, I'm thinking to myself, not just, I know it's hindsight, but it wasn't hindsight. I'm like, punt the ball. Mm. If anybody had said four, I'm sorry, in my head, I'm like, right, 14-13. If anybody had said we were going to be in the game, 14-13, like, defense is battling. Everybody's battling their asses off. And I get it if you make the play, whatever. I'm just like, freaking, right, shorten the game, kick it, make them have to go. Even if they score, okay, it's still a one-point game. I'm like, kick the ball.
That yeah, Frisco, I mean, I'm glad that that's a first guess for you, and I'll take your word for it. But I love Brian Daboll's explanation because it shows me how engaged in the game and how he feels the game in that spot was critical for him to convert that fourth down. It's fourth and two. He felt like he had a good play, which he did. It was a terrible throw. Saquon couldn't handle it, and that was the end of that. But it's the way the game was going. They were up 13-7 into half. Dallas has the ball for 8-something minutes, scores a touchdown. The Giants finally get the ball back. They're moving it a little bit. It's fourth and two around the 50, and he's thinking, if we're going to get this game back into our hands, we can't punt the football back to them after this 9-minute drive that went into a, you know, into the end zone.
I got to try to protect my defense, number one. But here's the thing. This is why you hire coaches, folks. Number one, they have to be leaders of men. They got to be good leaders. They got to be good communicators. And that's, I think Brian Daboll has proven himself to be that. But the other thing you're paying them for is because of their football acumen, their understanding of situations and what's happening around them and how they react to those things. And I think Gio hit the nail right on the head. This game, and you're not on the sideline like he is, and that, this game is at Texas. It's in front of 100,000 fans screaming and yelling. Everybody's all of a sudden back into the game. And he's standing there going, you know, this is not a fourth and three. This is not a fourth and five. This is a fourth and one. And Kafka's got a good play, even though it was screwed up in terms of only 10 men on the field. They should have been a little bit sharper in that regard. I will give him that. But Daniel Jones got to make that play. Like, that play is an easy play. He probably throws that pass 100 times this week in practice and completes it 99 out of 100 times.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is part of the evaluation process that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have to do when it comes to Daniel Jones in moments like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a throw that he's probably made in games at least 5, 6, 7 times this year and thrown it perfect.
And that game was completely flipped. If they get that first down there, I'm not saying that they're going to go down and score, but they're going to possess the ball. They're going to give their defense a little bit more time to rest. But instead, now their defense has got to go right back out on the field, which was unfortunate for them because, obviously, very little gas left after that.
Kevin in Fort Lee. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good, Kevin. What's up?
Listen, I'm a big Giant fan. Just a few quick points, and then I'll let you guys I'll hang up. I'm a big Giant fan. Yesterday, since Saquon hurt his shoulder, which was, I think, 3 weeks ago, he had two awful games the last 2 weeks. That shoulder has got to be bothering that kid. He hasn't been the same running back for most of the season that he was. That's number one. Number two, Daniel Jones. If Daniel Jones is running those RPOs, that is a huge part of the Giant offense. We haven't seen him. Yesterday, I think he ran it once. And I think the last couple of weeks since he sprained his ankle, which was a few weeks back, he hasn't been the same. I'm not making excuses for these guys. I'm just wondering, Booms, if you've seen what's been going on with Saquon with that shoulder and Daniel not running those RPOs. I mean, he's putting...
Yeah, no, we got your two questions there, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know about, you know, Saquon's probably banged up. I mean, all running backs are banged up.
Sure.
You know, if you watch the Detroit Lions game yesterday, they have three running backs. It was interesting. Phil made a point for us. He's like, you know, look at these guys running because they probably all want to be out there carrying the ball 25 times each.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lions just keep rotating them throws. They're probably not happy. They want the ball more. But ultimately, it proves the point that the running back position, if you're carrying the ball 20 times a game, man, you're not going to make it through the season. And if you do make it through the season, you're going to have to play injured. You're going to have to play hurt. And I wouldn't be surprised if Saquon's dealing with some stuff. But I also know yesterday, he was missing four offensive linemen.
Right, which is a big deal. And he took accountability at the end of the game. He goes, if the running game's not working, it's about the running back. And that's what he said.
I know,
all know is not the truth, but he took accountability for it.
Yeah, 100%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. There was some office drama a little bit earlier this morning, so I guess there's a World Cup watch party that was assembled by Ed Arzuman, Big Zoo, and Anthony Gallo, Antifa Anthony. And these guys invited a few people, like Greg Caserta, some others.
Pico DeGoyo.
Yeah, and Pico DeGoyo. And Peter Schwartz went on Twitter and complained that he was not invited to this get-together for the Team USA-England match today at 2 p.m. And then Boomer just meat-cleavered him over the head with a tweet saying, well, if you would have showed up to work, then...
By the way, he is working today, and the guys that put this together are all here working today on the CBS Radio Network.
Including Pat Boyle's over there doing two jobs at once.
Right, so they're all here doing it now. Peter Schwartz is also working today, but he's working from home.
Right, exactly.
And Caserta's in for DA, and the word is because that show's not being streamed today. That was part, I think, factored into the decision. Because DA is not here, so there's nothing visible.
So Schwartz just decided to stay home and
sit in a vat
of mashed potatoes.
Right. Well, there you go. So you guys are going to go, after you're working here all together, you're going to go from here, and they're going to go watch the game somewhere.
I think Zeus squeezing a nap in first.
Or whatever, but Peter Schwartz should be here with he wants to go, not sitting at home.
Exactly. We were looking for people who were going to be here this day, and we just reached out, and we said, hey, you guys want to come through?
Right, and you're sick, right?
Yeah, I'm not feeling good. But I heard Peter's sick, too.
And you're here.
Oh, wow.
Well, Peter claims another load of bull crap is Peter claims he's sick. But
I was sick last week. I was here.
Right. What's the Mike Tomlin line? We want participants, not prisoners.
Right. Yeah. Hostages.
Hostages.
Yeah, we want people available. We're not interested in hostages. So Peter claims that he's sick, and that's why he didn't come in, but yet he wants to go to this watch party where he'll be around even more people.
Well, he was, I think, offended he didn't get invited.
Okay.
Did you get invited?
No.
Boomer?
No,
I didn't get invited either.
Right,
so.
But there's no way.
I did, but I said there's no chance I would ever go watch a soccer game.
But this is like one of those things where somebody made a decision. You know, we're not going to invite Boomer because we know he's going to say no.
Right.
That's a very smart decision.
Yeah.
No, see, that's why you do invite Boomer, because then he can't get upset that he wasn't invited, and you know he's not going to say yes anyway.
I would get upset if they thought that I would go to see him.
Right, exactly. That's the insult right there. But Peter Schwartz, you guys don't want to hang out with Peter Schwartz, do you?
I was like, we're a bunch of mid-20s, early 30s guys. I didn't think Peter was going to want to drink with everyone.
Right, 100%. You're like, out of control.
Tequila.
Yeah, he loves tequila.
Yeah. Pico de Goya.
Exactly. You're 20s, you're 30s, you're drinking, you go out and party. You don't need Peter Schwartz there, that wet blanket that he would be. he'd ruin the whole thing.
I wonder if it was Waldron that decided Peter Schwartz can't get the invite.
Out.
There's no way. Steven Waldron's making those calls.
Now, didn't you say earlier Steven's working from home himself today?
He is working from home. Yep.
Tequila.
So he's working from home, but he's coming into the city for the USA London match. Or London. God. England.
I
need to get some sleep.
Yeah, but like the CBS guys, they're not here in the building with us anyway, so it doesn't change anything.
I understand that, but my point is, on a day where he didn't have to come into New York, he's still going to end up coming into New York.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's all I was getting at.
Where are you at right now? You said you were thinking about skipping it because you weren't feeling well. So where are you at with this?
I'm a 50-50 game time right now. GTD. I got to see how I feel when this is over.
You guys just can't even tell from the sound of his voice.
No, I know, he sounds horrible, yeah. But this is a big deal. It's once every 4 years.
It is.
You know, him and Gal
once
will
every
be
eight in the U.S. case.
Bumping bellies out there, grabbing each other's beards, you know. It's a big deal for these guys.
Suck it up and go.
Right. I mean, I wonder if Antifa Anthony had to break away from any
He's noticeably absent from the office today.
Throwing any of George Soros' bricks anywhere.
Pico de Goyo.
Yeah, where's Gallo today? What's that about?
Oh, he had a normal day off. This is a normal day. And he's not complaining about anything.
Right, exactly.
The only reason
you guys
engaged,
are here. Well, Alan,
the only reason
here,
I got engaged with Peter is because he was whining about something.
Exactly.
And yet he was sitting at home and everybody else was here working.
Right.
If you told me that he was sitting at home and he was on a normal day off.
So if he was just at home whining on a day off, it would have been okay.
I got annoyed that you came in here and you told me that all these other guys were working and that Peter was working too, but Peter stayed home.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one that told you that?
No, it was Fleeks.
Don't get me in trouble with Schwartz. I didn't participate here.
All right. Why don't you
Caraco.
Give us...
All right. I was curious.
I wonder if they're getting a match.
Caraco. Remember when he called Curacao Caraco Boomer? That was a good one. What was he? I'm turning over a new... No, he goes, I'm going to have a new leaf on life.
Combined, turning over a new leaf and new lease.
Leaf on life, yeah.
Very nice.
Going to have a new leaf on life.
Mm. It's like a new leaf on life.
There you go. All right, give us a
large clunk of people.
A large clunk of people is another one.
All right.
Quick update and a moment of the day.
Huh? Yeah, we'll try. Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. Also brought to you by Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. Get back to some of the pertinent Giants audio here as they only got 3 points off a couple of Dak Prescott interceptions in the first half yesterday. Cowboys score opening possession of the second half, and then you had this. Pretty much the turning point for the Giants on Turkey Day.
Jones back, throws one right, completes it, and Barkley can't reel it in. It was a bad throw by Jones. Barkley was wide open.
Oh, boy, was he ever wide open.
So, you know, Dable and Barkley and Jones, no one wanted to really rip anyone, but the broadcast took care of that for you. They told you exactly
they did
what
a good
happened.
Job, yes.
Bob Papa, Carl Banks here on the Fan, 4th and 1 for the Giants from their own 45. Only had 10 men on the field, but Barkley was open. Daniel Jones with the throw a little bit behind him, couldn't haul it in. Giants turned it over, and the Cowboys found the end zone on each of their next two drives. They would end up with a 28-20 victory, improving to 8-3. Giants are 7-4, suffering consecutive losses for the first time this season. So between that, the failed 4th and 1, and the overturned touchdown early in the game for an ineligible lineman downfield, Brian Daboll, not exactly chatty to open up his post-game presser.
Tough game. Give Dallas credit. Tough game.
Didn't even give you that. I'll open it up for questions. You just had to figure it out yourself. So they get right to the 4th and 1 play call. And how did that all play out? What did Daboll say?
Yeah, I mean, they kept the ball on the second half, went down and took a lot of clock off. Thought it was a good chance to go ahead and get the first down.
I mean, but you know,
didn't get it.
When you look back at that first touchdown pass and the illegal man downfield,
yeah, what?
I mean, what is that? What freaking call is that? Why is anybody even making that call?
No, listen.
That's
what
he was telling the side judge.
I mean, that's why he's losing his mind. You know?
I mean, the guy is. There's nobody even downfield. I mean, I'm looking at.
So
it
was
right
called.
Now.
It was called on. Who was it called on?
The right that tackle.
Guy, yeah, right tackle. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
and you saw him take. You saw him there at the end. He like took a couple steps back.
Yeah, but the point being is like.
Doesn't affect the play.
I know, but it's probably letter of the rule, right?
By the way, he's engaged with a defender.
Yeah. Well, how many yards downfield? There's got to be a number. Is it 5? I don't know.
I mean, look at the defender is rushing, got pushed into him. I mean, what are we doing?
Watch right here. He goes, oh.
I know.
The little tap dance there.
I mean,
still, it's just a waste.
Oh, I agree.
Should have been a touchdown.
You know, if the guy is 10 yards downfield and he's picking off a defensive back, I get it. But, I mean, my God, he's standing at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. I'm glad that it happened just because I got to see that Brian Daboll reaction, which was amazing.
100%. How about the fact that they were a player short on that crucial situation there?
Where are you at?
Yeah. Can't happen.
What happened?
Can't happen.
Why did that?
What's that?
Do you have any idea why?
Yeah, I do. Just can't happen.
I tell you that.
I love that. What's that? He definitely hurt him, and he just wanted
course,
to give him that.
Yes.
Yeah, why did it happen? 100%. What's that?
No doubt about it. On the other side of things, the Cowboys are 4-1 since Dak returned from injury. They're averaging an NFL best 33.8 points per game during that span, and it sounds like they're going to be adding Odell Beckham Jr., Dak among those who have been openly recruiting him.
He knows how much I've won him here, and a lot of these guys in this locker room I've seen have reached out on their own in different ways to make sure that, yeah, he understands that this is a team that he can help, and we want him to come out.
Now, Jerry Jones revealed he spoke to Beckham again yesterday. As far as his existing team goes, he's certainly thinking big.
I think if we use the experience of what we're having in the season, then we're going to be playoff ready. But I sure do think that what I see out here right now is the team like that you can go get a Super Bowl with.
Do we count that as touching the money or no? It's close. No, he's like right on the fence.
So I'm looking at all these three Devils goals right now. Sorry, I don't care. We talked about football.
Shocker. Okay.
I would say definitely one should be called off. The third one is a little iffy, but the first one, I don't see why they would call that off, unless it was a high stick that I didn't see.
Boomer's reviewing the film here.
I am.
Live on the air.
I'm sorry.
Look at you sticking up for the Devils. That's impressive.
I know it's Toronto.
Because he knows the NHL's.
It's Toronto. Man.
Screwing
everybody.
Was it kicked in? I can't tell.
It's just a load of crap. It's all rigged.
I'm devastated right now because my 6-year-old has gotten very into hockey.
Yes.
And we live in New Jersey. Devils winning streak. My father-in-law is offering to take him to a... All of a sudden, I see it happening.
Don't let it happen.
Oh, I'm trying.
You cannot
everything
let
in my
it
power.
Happen. You cannot let it happen.
How about yesterday? We're at my in-law's house and they pull out my brother-in-law's old hockey jerseys and they've got a white Devils Brodeur jersey.
Oh, come on.
Dude, it's killing me.
It's not good, man.
It's absolutely killing me. It's the only team in all of professional sports. I mean, Red Sox probably, but the Devils is...
What about the Islanders?
No, what pain have the Islanders caused me in my lifetime?
Well, but you're supposed to hate them, though, you know?
Not as much as the Devils. Yeah. I grew up in New Jersey.
I'm going to send Kane Danico to your
house. Exactly.
Right.
With Danico,
red,
Brodeur, Scott
balloons.
Stevens, Patrick Elias. I had to grow up...
Mike Peluso.
...in the newspaper era, reading every morning about the Devils.
It's bad enough I got to deal with a granddaughter who's like all over her dad and everything else.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's a little bit
God
more... Yeah, right. let's see. A couple other things I want to play for you here before we get to moment of the day. So we skipped through a couple of these games. Let me give you Sean McDermott, if I can play the right one here, after his team went to Detroit and won again. So that's twice in 4 or 5 days, 28-25 over the Lions. And afterwards, give you a little quick math lesson on all that.
When you win, it goes in the win column as one. When you lose, it goes in the loss column as one. So no matter how you win, you got to find a way to win. And I think our guys are sure that they know how to do that.
So winning is good. Excellent. Buffalo now 8-3. They'll visit the Patriots next Thursday night in Foxborough after New England lost to the Vikings last night in Minnesota. I got to give you this one as well. So they lobbed the Thanksgiving softball at Mike McDaniel during his Wednesday press conference. You know, hey, coach, what are you thankful for this year? So without actually getting to his answer, I'll actually just play you the first part of his response.
Most thankful for yikes. You're catching me at a very... I'm always pretty thankful for things, but right now I'm seeping with it. I do have an issue about being long-winded. I'm going to try to be as tight as possible.
And he proceeded to give a 5-minute answer to that question.
Are you kidding me?
Smoking marijuana.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good one, too.
Oh, God.
Now, I will be fair. It was an outstanding answer. You know, very thoughtful, emotional, family. It was a wonderful answer.
Could you
I'm not knocking him for
you
that.
You were asking the questions and he was giving the answers. You guys would be there for 3 days.
Oh, my God. He just is tremendous.
Remember those questions you used to ask at the Jets?
Of course I remember.
Those things would go on for like a minute and a half.
Yep. Right.
I got a joint.
Like back in 1969, I mean, Jesus. get to the point, please.
On the flip side, you got Chargers head coach Brandon Staley. All right, where are you guys at with him? Are you a Brandon Staley guy or no?
No, I can't stand him.
All right,
dweeb doesn't know what he's doing.
There you go. So, of course, they ask him about his favorite Thanksgiving foods the other day, and he says, not a big turkey guy. His favorite Thanksgiving dish, he listed two. breaded cauliflower, and green bean casserole.
Yeah, take a walk. Get out of here.
So some of the responses on social media. Got to fade the Chargers this weekend. Fired. Yep. Chargers have been eliminated from postseason contention. And my favorite one was the Happy Gilmore Bob Barker gif. This guy sucks. They're flipping the golf
club.
Yeah,
he's done. That was he's great. Absolutely done.
College hoops, we played this early this morning. We'll give it to you one more time for the Seton Hall fans as they were playing down in Orlando in one of these Fakakta holiday tournaments against Memphis. Down two in the final seconds.
Richmond trying to get it in. Does so to Samuel. Samuel's got to go. He launches a three. Off the backboard and in! Pirates win! They win! It's a miracle! Tyree Samuel is mobbed! Seton Hall wins it! 70-69!
Dave Popkin, Pirate Sports Network, thought that was a pretty strong call. Not obviously not Gary Cohen on the call there, but that gentleman did a nice job. 70-69, the final, as Samuel banks in the game-winning three. You had UConn over Oregon, 83-59. Manhattan losing to Northeastern over in London. Princeton beat Army. Pro-wise tonight, you've got the Knicks back at home. They'll take on the Blazers at 7:30. Nets and Pacers from Indiana. That's an 8 o'clock tip. We've got coverage on the Fan at 7:50 as Brooklyn wraps up a three-game road trip. Devils in Buffalo, 8 o'clock start after their 13-game winning streak did come to an end against the Maple Leafs the other night. The Islanders are in Columbus, and then the Rangers will be back from their West Coast trip tomorrow afternoon at the Garden at home against the Oilers after the Blue Shirts went 2-1-1 out west. World Cup-wise, you do have the USA-England match today at 2 p.m. In their group earlier, Iran blanked Wales 2-0 as the goalie got the red card. So Wales was playing down a man in stoppage time, and Iran scored twice. So that could potentially open up the door for the U.S. to take care of business when they face Iran next week and then advance to the knockout round. We'll see how all that plays out. Let's get to Moment of the Day now. It's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Obviously, Big Zoo with us this morning. He's playing hurt, not 100%, but Boomer didn't quite know that yet when he went looking for some Thanksgiving leftovers early this morning.
How about you, Zoo? Did you bring any leftovers in?
I actually wasn't able to go to my family Thanksgiving yesterday. I was working, so I didn't get any leftovers.
You got nothing, huh? Yeah. You going to the USA World Cup game today?
It's about that time, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, he's going. He's flying to Qatar right after this.
Well, I mean, I know he's going to a local bar somewhere, right? Yeah.
I'm hoping to. We're going to see how I feel after the show.
Yeah, you're a little under the weather today.
Game time decision.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, you're sick?
Yeah, just a little bit, but we got to work.
You hungover or are you sick?
No, I'm sick. I'm sick. You asked me about hacking yesterday.
We're talking about like cough and sneeze and that stuff. We're talking stomach sick.
No. Cough and sneeze.
Okay.
Fleet, you okay with that? Working with him in there?
We'll see. And if someone else is doing the sports minutes for me on Monday and Tuesday with you, right. I guess we'll know why.
You know what's amazing? I just see two heads in there. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
The top of Fleegs' head, just the buzz cut.
I mean, Zoo keeps himself very low in that seat.
Yeah, what's up with that, Zoo?
I don't know. I'm just a big fan of sitting low. I got short legs.
Do you?
I do. I have a longer upper torso. I got shorter legs.
It's got a big back crack.
When in doubt, you just mock the fill-ins. That's what we do on
right,
morning after the holidays.
Zoo's
show.
Ass crack.
That's right.
Or back crack.
Back crack, yeah.
When we termed it. Then I called him a corgi.
We lost you in there once. For several hours. All right. Very good. CeeLo. We'll see you. When are we going to see you again?
This time it's actually next year. That was my joke last time. I was like, I'll see you in 2023. I'm pretty sure. Actually, no. Jerry's got a couple days in December. Okay. So I'm wrong again.
See you in December.
It's all right. Hang in there.
Marty Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Team USA against England, 2 p.m. today in Qatar. And it's going to be a massive task for Team USA. It looks terrible outside today. Oh, my God.
They could do it, G. They can do it. You got to believe, man. You got to back
I believe
the red,
that
white,
we will
blue,
win.
Baby.
I believe that we will win.
I believe that we will win.
Or is it we can win or we will win?
It's
we
will.
Will, okay. All right, very good. Because can win wouldn't sound so great. I believe that we will win. That's what I like. What do you think, Zoo? You're a big soccer guy. How are you feeling going into this thing?
I got to be honest. I'm looking at this one, and I think they just need a draw. If you get a draw out of this game, you're going to be able to control your own destiny going into the Iran game on Tuesday. So you get there, you get that
we
draw.
We ain't losing to Iran.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah, no.
No way. I mean, come on now. Stop. Exactly. I mean, here's the thing. A lot of these guys that play for the U.S. team, don't they play in Europe?
Yep, now
so they've
do.
Been around all these people. They know what's going on. It's not like they've been playing over here and they haven't played against these guys.
Now, there's a couple guys that are MLS guys that are starters for Team USA, but most of them are Premier League, English Premier League guys, so they have a lot of familiarity with the England team.
That's what I'm saying. So this should be all right.
Yeah, and they hear a lot from the English media where they just bash Americans that are playing sports over there. So
I already kicked their ass once. Let's go kick it again.
Exactly. Let's do it.
You know, when you saw this come out and then the group stage come out, and when you saw England in there, you were probably, were you upset about that draw?
I wasn't happy, but at the same time, it's about, you know, it's a rival, so you take it any day of the week.
What do you think the spread was on the Revolutionary War?
England minus 1,000?
Right, probably.
Like
you're probably right. I mean, if you think about
it. No, the USA was getting much lower odds than that. We were like plus 5,000. At the start of that
5,000?
War? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
That's one of the all-time great upsets.
Right. Maybe the live line, you know? Maybe the live line went all the way.
What battle swung the live line?
I'm telling you. That's what I would be doing if I were the coach. We can do this.
I'm sure that's been used before.
We won this thing with muskets.
That is true. You might need some muskets today. Plus 600 for Team USA to win, plus 330 for a draw. England minus 210 to win this afternoon. And the goalies, starting goalies from Montvale, New Jersey, I saw.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's our man, Matt Turner, right there.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Jersey guy, Matt Turner, right?
Yep, and he's a guy who had to work his whole way up. He got undrafted, and now he plays in England. So,
unlike Zach Wilson.
Yeah, right.
A little bit better.
Look at Tierney. Tierney's here today. He came in.
He's all rocked up and ready to roll.
Rocked up. Yes. Yeah, you came in today, huh? Where's your partner?
Yeah, where is your partner?
Where's your partner today?
You on TV or no?
Oh, yeah, we're on TV. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
you're on TV today.
You cutting up some soap today there, Biggs?
I got the turtleneck. He is doing a college game.
Iron Bowl. He's doing the Iron Bowl.
Yes, he is.
Nobody cares about the Iron Bowl.
Not this year, they don't. That's for sure.
Terrible game.
Who's going to be the next head coach at Auburn? Speaking of the Iron Bowl.
I don't know. That's the better. I don't care. I honestly don't care.
Maybe. Lane Kiffin, who won last night?
I think Lane's actually going back to Ole Miss.
Who won last night? State won last night? Mississippi State beat Ole Miss? Yeah, he's got to go back. He ain't going.
How do you bring him in with the energy like when you lose that game?
Right.
Colleges, how much attention have you paid to college this year?
No, not much.
Me neither.
I mean, I was LSU, Alabama, that game. I bet LSU, and I was really into that. Outside of that, not so much.
And not a lot of juice.
Not so much.
Just wanted to say hi, boys. Don't want to get in the way.
Had a good Thanksgiving?
I did. Oh, man, I ate so much.
Well, we all did. Right?
Nah, but I mean,
we all did.
That's true.
Come on.
I understand.
I could go toe-to-toe with you, I think.
Did you see the video? The cartoon they made?
Yes, we did. That was great.
Of course, they got to make Boomer all jacked and all buff.
And then me tiny. That's the whole thing.
And you got Al as a pencil.
Yep.
Al was great. But you got a bigger part in that than I thought.
What do you mean?
I mean, you got a big part in it. You had a big speaking part.
Why wouldn't I have a big part?
I don't know. I figured that, you know, maybe Spank Evan got just basically waylaid.
Right. I mean, you basically told Evan to get back in his hole is what you basically did. Maybe he would have had a bigger role, but you shut him down. You unplugged him right away. He was trying to join the party. Boomer's like, no. That was fun. They do some good work there, so.
All right, big solo show today, man. Yeah. Breaking down the Giants, talking some Zach Wilson, I'm sure.
Having a little fun, stuff, no doubt. See you guys.
Right. Have a good one, man. All right, see you later. It's Brandon Tierney, Tiki and Tierney, going from 10 to 2 today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.